Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. You know, we always bring you the most interesting stuff happening in AI, and today is no different. We've got a ton of cool developments to unpack from the AI Chronicles for November 29th, 2024. So are you ready to see what the future holds?
Always. I love seeing what crazy new things are happening out there.
Well, let's jump right in because we've got a lot to cover. First up, Panasonic is making headlines by using AI to bring back their founder, Kanosuke Matsushita, but they're not just creating like a digital avatar, they're actually using his writings and speeches and recordings to create a virtual assistant that embodies his leadership and management style.
Wow, that's next level. Imagine having the company founder who passed away decades ago suddenly chiming in during a virtual meeting, offering advice based on his actual experiences.
Yeah.
It's like having a direct line to the company's legacy.
Right, and think about the potential for preserving institutional knowledge. It's like having a built-in mentor, but one that's always available and powered by cutting-edge AI. I mean, there's definitely a bit of a creep factor there, too. But I guess that's something we have to grapple with as AI blurs the lines between the past and the present.
I think you've hit on a really important point there. It's not just about the cool factor of resurrecting historical figures with AI. We have to consider the ethical implications as well. I mean, we're essentially talking about using a digital version of a deceased person to potentially influence decisions in the present. That raises all sorts of questions about accountability and autonomy.
Totally. Food for thought for sure. Okay, let's shift gears and head over to Tesla, where they've been busy upgrading their humanoid robot Optimus. And we're not talking about a simple software update here. This is a whole new hand that lets Optimus catch high-speed tennis balls.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that's impressive. The level of dexterity required to pull that off is incredible. Think about the precise timing, the coordination, the hand-eye coordination. It's a huge leap forward in robotics.
I know, right? I mean, I can barely catch a ball thrown at normal speed. So to see a robot doing it at high speed is pretty mind-blowing. But this isn't just about robots performing cool tricks. This has huge implications for a wide range of industries.
Exactly. We could be talking about robots working alongside humans in factories, assisting us in our homes, maybe even performing surgery or providing care for the elderly. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
Now we're talking. And get this, Tesla is aiming to have pre-production prototypes of Optimus working in their factories by late 2025, with commercial availability expected by 2026. It's happening fast.
It really is. The pace of development in robotics is accelerating rapidly, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this technology reshapes our world in the coming years. But it also raises some important questions about the future of work and the relationship between humans and machines. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm honestly pretty excited about the potential. I think robots like Optimus could free us up from a lot of dangerous repetitive tasks and allow us to focus on more creative and fulfilling work. But of course, there are valid concerns about the impact on the labor market. We need to have some serious conversations about how we can ensure that everyone benefits from these advancements.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, let's switch gears again, but this time let's talk about something massive, literally massive. Meta is building a colossal subsea cable stretching over 40,000 kilometers. That's long enough to wrap around the entire Earth.
It's mind-boggling, right? And what's really interesting is that Meta, a tech company, is undertaking this huge infrastructure project to support their AI ambitions.
It highlights a major shift that's happening. Tech giants like Meta need so much data and processing power for their AI projects that they're taking on roles traditionally held by telecom companies. They're essentially building their own data superhighways.
It's like they're building a digital nervous system to power their AI brain. But here's another interesting detail. They're deliberately routing the cable to avoid geopolitical hotspots like the Red Sea and the South China Sea. What do you make of that?
Well, think about it. What would happen if a conflict erupts in one of those regions? Internet traffic flowing through those areas could be disrupted, impacting global connectivity. By avoiding these hotspots, Meta is ensuring the resilience of their data network, even in the face of geopolitical instability. It's a strategic move that shows how interconnected technology and global politics really are.
Yeah, it's like they're playing a high-stakes game of chess, carefully positioning their pieces on the global board to protect their technological assets. And it reminds us that AI advancements are happening within a complex geopolitical landscape, with implications that go far beyond just faster internet speeds. Speaking of high stakes and potential conflict, ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, is suing a former intern for allegedly sabotaging an AI project.
It's like something out of a movie, right?
Right.
You've got this intense race to develop cutting-edge AI, and then bam, someone tries to throw a wrench into the works. It shows just how fiercely competitive the AI industry is. And remember, this is all happening while Chinese tech companies are facing challenges like restricted access to advanced AI chips.
It's a reminder that advancements in AI aren't just about technological breakthroughs. It's about navigating intellectual property, corporate espionage, and global competition. It's a wild world out there. So before we get too caught up in the drama, let's zoom out for a minute and look at some other interesting AI developments. We've got Microsoft facing scrutiny over allegations that they use customer data to train their AI models. They've denied it, but it raises important questions about data privacy and ethics in the age of AI.
Absolutely. Transparency and accountability are key. We need to be having these conversations about how our data is being used and what safeguards are in place to protect our privacy as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. Speaking of AI being integrated into our lives, Google Labs just launched GenChess, an AI experiment that lets you design your own custom chess pieces.
Wait, what? So you're telling me I can have a chess set with pieces that look like little robots or maybe even tiny versions of myself? That's so cool. It's a fun example of how AI can be used to push the boundaries of creativity and artistic expression.
It's definitely a glimpse into the future of AI-powered creativity. Imagine AI helping us create not just chess pieces, but entire games, virtual worlds, even experiences that blur the lines between reality and fantasy.
Now that's where it gets really interesting. Okay, one last stop on our AI tour for today. Amazon is making some serious moves in the AI space beyond Alexa. They're reportedly developing a powerful AI model codenamed Olympus, and it's all about video analysis.
What's really fascinating about Olympus is its focus on understanding and analyzing complex video footage. It's less about generating text like ChatGPT and more about deciphering the visual world. Imagine an AI that can track the trajectory of a basketball in real time or analyze footage from underwater drilling equipment to identify potential issues. That's the kind of sophisticated video analysis Olympus is capable of.
That's incredible. It's like they're giving AI the ability to see and understand the world in a way that we never could before. But here's the really interesting part. While Amazon recently invested $8 billion in Anthropic, a competitor to OpenAI, they're also simultaneously developing their own powerful AI models like Olympus. It's a bold strategy.
It's a smart move.
Yeah.
They're essentially hedging their bets, investing in the broader AI landscape while also building their own in-house capabilities. It seems like Amazon is determined to become a major player in the AI arena.
And with Olympus in their arsenal, they might just pull it off. This is definitely a space to watch. The AI race is heating up, and the next few years are going to be wild.
No doubt about it. And the craziest part is, this is just the beginning. We're on the verge of an AI revolution, and these developments are just a taste of what's to come. Buckle up, because things are about to get really interesting.
Well said. All right, folks, that wraps up part one of our AI deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, but there's so much more to explore. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll dive even deeper into the world of AI and discuss what it all means for the future of humanity.
Can't wait to continue this journey with you.
Me neither. Until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of AI, folks. It's a wild ride.
It sure is. Feels like we're barely scratching the surface of what AI is capable of.
Yeah, and it's changing so fast, it's hard to even keep up.
Yeah.
You know, one story from these AI chronicles that really caught my eye was the one about an AI-generated voice successfully bypassing bank security. I mean, it sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Right. It's both amazing and a little unsettling to think about how realistic these AI voices are getting. It definitely raises some red flags about security vulnerabilities in an age where AI can mimic human voices so convincingly.
For sure. I mean, we rely on voice authentication for so many things these days. So where do we even go from here? What can we do to protect ourselves from these AI-powered threats?
Well, I think it's going to require a multi-layered approach.
Mm-hmm.
We need more robust security protocols that can keep pace with AI advancements. Things like multi-factor authentication, biometric verification, and even AI-powered security systems that can detect and defend against AI-generated attacks. It's like an arms race between the good AI and the bad AI.
It's a digital battleground for sure. Okay, so we've talked about virtual CEOs, robot tennis players, global data, superhighways, AI sabotage, and even lie detecting algorithms. It's a lot to take in. Before we move on to even more mind-blowing stuff in the next part of our deep dive, I'm curious to hear your overall perspective. What does it all mean? What are the key takeaways you hope our listeners will glean from our conversation?
I think the biggest takeaway is that AI is no longer a futuristic fantasy. It's here, it's now, and it's rapidly transforming our world. It's not about if AI will impact our lives. It's about how
I think that's a really important point. It's easy to get overwhelmed by the sheer speed of these advancements and feel like we're just along for the ride. But knowledge is power, right? The more we understand about AI, the better equipped we'll be to navigate its complexities and harness its potential for good.
Exactly. AI has the potential to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, from climate change to disease. It can transform the way we work, learn, and interact with the world. But we also need to be aware of the potential risks and approach AI development and deployment with a sense of responsibility.
Absolutely. We can't just blindly embrace every new AI advancement without considering the potential consequences. We need to be thoughtful, critical, and proactive in shaping how this technology evolves. It's about finding the right balance between harnessing the power of AI and ensuring that it's used ethically and for the benefit of all humankind.
Well said. It's not about humans versus AI. It's about humans and AI working together to create a better future.
I love that. Okay, so remember earlier when we were talking about Google Labs' Gen Chess project, where you can use AI to design your own custom chess pieces? It got me thinking, what if we take that concept a step further? What if instead of just chess pieces, we could use AI to design entire games, worlds, experiences?
Now that's a fascinating thought. Imagine stepping into a video game completely created by AI, a world that's constantly evolving and adapting to your choices, a world that's truly unique and unpredictable. We're already seeing glimpses of this with AI being used to create music, write scripts, and even generate entire movies.
It's like stepping through a portal into another dimension, a world where the boundaries between reality and fantasy become blurred. But of course, we also need to consider the ethical implications of creating these incredibly immersive and potentially addictive experiences.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that balance, pushing the boundaries of what's possible while also ensuring that we're using this technology responsibly. Speaking of pushing boundaries, remember that story about Panasonic bringing back their founder as a virtual assistant? Well, there's another story in the AI Chronicles that touches on a similar theme, but with a slightly different twist. It involves a company called Deep Nostalgia, and they're using AI to bring old photos to life. Imagine seeing your ancestors smiling, blinking, even moving their heads in old photographs.
Wow, that's taking nostalgia to a whole new level.
Okay.
It's amazing how AI is allowing us to interact with history in ways that were never before possible. But it also makes you wonder about the authenticity of memory. What happens when we can manipulate the past so easily? Does it change our relationship with history?
It's a great question, and I think it's one that we're still grappling with. As with any powerful technology, it all comes down to responsible and ethical use. On a related note, there's another story that I think is particularly relevant to our conversation. It's about a team of researchers who are developing an AI system that can detect lies. Imagine a world where we could use AI to determine whether someone is telling the truth, not just in courtrooms, but in everyday life.
That's pretty mind-blowing and a little bit scary, too. It raises so many questions about privacy and individual rights. Who gets to decide how this technology is used, and what are the potential consequences of getting it wrong?
Those are crucial questions and ones that we need to be asking ourselves as this technology continues to develop. It's a powerful tool, and with great power comes great responsibility.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's clear that the advancements in AI aren't just about technological progress. They're forcing us to confront some fundamental questions about what it means to be human and what kind of future we want to create.
It's a conversation that we all need to be a part of. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's being shaped right now by the choices we make today.
Well said. All right, folks. We've covered a lot of ground in this part of our AI deep dive, but there's still so much more to explore. We'll be back soon with part three, where we'll delve even deeper into the world of AI and discuss what it all means for the future of work, healthcare, education, and even the very fabric of our society.
It's going to be a fascinating journey, so buckle up and stay tuned. You know, it's amazing to think about how far AI has come in such a short time. It feels like every day there's some new breakthrough or some new ethical dilemma to consider. It's a wild ride.
It really is. It's like we're standing on the edge of a new technological era and we have no idea where it's going to take us. But one thing's for sure, it's going to be a wild ride. I mean, with all this talk about AI robots and virtual CEOs and algorithms that can detect lies, it's easy to get lost in the details and lose sight of the bigger picture. So I think it's important to step back for a moment and ask ourselves, what does all this mean for us as humans? How will AI impact our lives, our jobs, our relationships, our very understanding of what it means to be human?
Those are the big questions, aren't they? And I think it's crucial to remember that AI is not some kind of alien force that's being imposed upon us.
Yeah.
It's a tool that we're creating, and it's up to us to decide how we use it and how we want it to shape our world.
That's a great point. It's empowering to think that we have a say in how this technology evolves. But it also comes with a lot of responsibility. We need to be thoughtful and intentional about how we develop and deploy AI, making sure that it's used for good.
Absolutely. And I think a key part of that is approaching AI development with a healthy dose of humility. We need to acknowledge that we don't have all the answers, and we need to be open to learning and adapting as this technology continues to evolve.
Humility, adaptability, and a commitment to ethical principles. Those seem like pretty good guiding principles as we navigate this uncharted territory. But let's bring it back down to earth for a moment and talk about some of the specific areas where AI is already having a major impact. You know, earlier we were talking about the potential for AI to create these incredibly immersive and personalized experiences. Like, imagine video games that are completely unique to you, or educational simulations that adapt to your learning style, or even virtual therapy sessions that feel incredibly real. But are there any risks we need to be aware of as we delve deeper into these virtual realms?
I think one potential risk is the blurring of lines between reality and virtuality. As these experiences become more immersive and engaging, it's important to maintain a healthy separation and make sure we don't lose ourselves in these digital worlds.
It's like anything else in life. Moderation is key, right? But let's shift gears for a bit and talk about another area where AI is making huge strides: healthcare. Earlier, we touched on Tesla's Optimus robot and its potential applications in surgery and elder care. But AI is also transforming healthcare in countless other ways, from diagnosing diseases to developing personalized treatment plans to streamlining administrative processes. What are some of the most exciting advancements you're seeing in this space?
One area that I'm particularly excited about is the use of AI in drug discovery and development. You know, AI algorithms can analyze massive amounts of data to identify potential drug candidates and predict their effectiveness much faster than traditional methods. This could revolutionize the way we develop new treatments and bring life-saving therapies to patients much sooner.
That's incredible. So AI could potentially help us cure diseases that are currently incurable. That's a game changer. But what about the potential downsides? Are there any ethical concerns we need to be mindful of as AI becomes more integrated into healthcare?
One big challenge is ensuring that AI is used in a way that's equitable and accessible to everyone. We need to make sure that these advancements don't exacerbate existing health disparities or create new ones. We also need to be very careful about data privacy. As AI systems become more sophisticated, they're going to require access to increasingly sensitive patient information. So we need to make sure that data is being used responsibly and ethically, and that patients' rights are protected.
It's a reminder that technology is never neutral. It's shaped by the values of the people who create it and the people who use it. And as we've seen throughout our conversation today, the advancements in AI are forcing us to confront some really big questions about who we are as a society and what kind of future we want to build.
Exactly. It's an ongoing conversation and one that we all need to be a part of. As AI continues to evolve, it's crucial that we engage in open and honest dialogue about its implications and work together to shape a future where this technology benefits all of humanity.
I couldn't agree more. Well, folks, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of AI. We've covered a lot of ground today, from resurrected CEOs to robot tennis players to global data superhighways, and the potential for AI to revolutionize everything from healthcare to entertainment. We've talked about the incredible possibilities and the potential pitfalls, the ethical dilemmas, and the big questions that AI is forcing us to confront. But if there's one thing I want you to take away from this conversation, it's this. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's being written right now by the choices we make today.
That's a powerful thought. And I truly believe that if we approach AI with a sense of wonder and curiosity, but also with a healthy dose of caution and a commitment to ethical principles, we can harness this incredible technology to create a future that is brighter, bolder, and more equitable for everyone.
And that's a future worth fighting for. Thanks for joining us on this journey, folks. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of AI.